If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Dr. Hermine Hartman is a longtime Chicagoan. She is the founder of Indigo.com. Did you watch any of Lollapalooza on Hulu, Doctor?
And Lisa, I'm pretty close to it. To where I live, I got caught in traffic 2 days, and then everything after those 2 hour sitting on Michigan Avenue days, it was like, okay, I need to go the other way. I need to go south. So that was it. But I did see some of it, and it was wonderful. And these stats, 500,000 people and only 12, that's less than 1%. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good news, and the weather was perfect, so they had a good time, good festival. Everything was wonderful, and it's nice that it was on Hulu, so you could enjoy it and miss the crowd if you
wanted. Yeah, absolutely.
To.
I kept it on in the background at night as I was, you know, doing stuff around the house.
Me too.
And of course, it's just like, I don't know what that song is. I don't know who these people are, but it's just fun to check in and understand what the draw is. Okay, so on Friday, we talked about Danny Davis, of course, the congressman who has served for 29 years, said he will not seek a 16th term, and he basically tossed the hat in the direction of Representative LaShawn Ford. LaShawn Ford joined us on Friday, but he's got competitors, and he's got competitors with more money. What do you think's going to happen?
I think he's going to win. He is a good candidate, and what I like most about LaShawn Ford is his legislative experience. There are two qualities that he has that I think only he has. One is the legislative experience, and two, the mentoring, the direct mentorship from Danny Davis. They have the same political sensibility. And LaShawn is kind of a champion of the people in the vein of Danny Davis. And I think that will work for him, benefit for him. And he has been state rep, in the district of Danny Davis. And I think that will all benefit him.
Interesting. I was talking to the former head of the Republican Party, Pat Brady, about a half hour ago about the redistricting in Texas and how many of those Texans have fled to Illinois and are setting up camp here to avoid the vote. What's your take on that? It seems like nobody wants it. Nobody likes it. And many people on our text line were making suggestions like, why can't the districts use existing towns, townships, or county borders? Why can't they use high school districts? Why all this gerrymandering?
Well, we know what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to get 5 more seats. He's trying to get MAGA seats. So he's trying to appeal to a demographic that appeals to him, that will vote his way. And I think that's what the protests come to Illinois. I think that's what that's all about. You know, we're playing some real, we're playing politics using rules and tactics that have not been used before. They've been there, but I don't think they've been utilized before. Trump is pulling everything out the bag. You got to use everything you got both ways. I wish the Democrats would just stand up a little better and a little stronger. I have one question now for the politicians. One question. How will you fight Trump? How will you fight Trump? I think that is the question that we have to ask of these politicians and of the candidates. And I think they have to have some strong answers for us. Friday, PBS corporate quarters closed. They announced that they would be closing.
Yes.
You're aware of that?
Yes.
Come on.
And that is heartbreaking, especially for rural parts of Illinois. Honestly,
there are
many counties in Illinois that rely on their local PBS station for their emergency alerts, for weather,
all types of
information.
Yeah. I think LaShawn Ford is the one. I think he's the right one. There are 9 other people, but his legislation has been on social justice issues, second chances for ex-offenders. And he fought very hard for equity, for the licensing of cannabis as a new industry in Illinois. He's been on the committee of higher ed. So he's a 20-year state rep guy, and I think he's the right one. The legislative experience is important, Lisa. And we
do you think that's what's important? Because Danny Davis's own chief of staff is running, and it must have been a kick in the teeth to not get the endorsement and see him handed to somebody else.
Well, here's one of the things I think you also have about Boykin. He doesn't know as well as I think he might the political process, but he is very, very much associated with Willie Wilson, and I think we don't want a Willie Wilson shadow in the Senate. I know we don't.
Interesting. Willie was out giving away money a couple weeks ago again.
Yeah, he'll be doing gas for Boykin. He'll be at the gas station for Boykin.
So you believe Willie does do this just to garner votes?
Garner votes, get attention. He preys on poor people. Here's some food. Here's some gas. Here's $10. I have seen it. I have witnessed it in these churches. Here's $25 if you vote for me. We're not there, Lisa. We don't need to do that. We need some people who understand legislation, who understand political process, who can make good decisions. We don't need $25. You don't need to fill my tank, and you don't need to give me a basket of food. We got to get out of this poor man's thinking.
Right.
We got to get into a broader thinking.
I would love to see you and Willie have a conversation on my show.
Well, you call him, and maybe he will. But I promise you he probably won't, because we have had these conversations, and they are not nice, and they get ugly. But you call him, and I'll show up if he shows up.
I love that. Always great to talk to you. The things we were talking today about Danny Davis, that's what you're writing about on Wednesday?
Absolutely. That's what I'm writing about, and please read it, because it's a good column. Danny Davis was amongst those who were trying to convince Harold Washington to run for mayor. And at the time, they were both congressmen. And Harold said to the group, "Why should I leave my good government job? I love being a congressman. I love legislation." And Danny says, "Because the city needs you." So I'm telling him now, Danny, the city needs you to teach leadership.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.